Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Mark McLemore. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The DH, Randy Milligan. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting sixth. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Leo Gomez. Batting eighth. The first baseman, David Segui. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Chito Martinez. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Bob Milwaukee. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second. The right fielder, Randy Bush. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The DH, Chili Davis. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Scott Lewis. Batting seventh. The catcher, Lenny Webster. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Donnie Hill. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Jarvis Brown. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, John Smiley. And now, play ball. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 0-1. McLemore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smiley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ripken strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bush takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bush moves to second. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There's a wild pitch. Bush moves to third. Puckett moves to second. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Harbeck hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Martinez. Harbeck reaches second base with a double. Bush scores. Puckett scores. It's 2-0, Twins. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harbeck moves to third. 2 outs. Scott Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Milligan strikes out. 1 out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Devereaux hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Devereaux is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. 2 outs. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hoyles hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Twins. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gomez bunts for a single. David Segui is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Segui hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leos fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Webster is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Webster hits a ball on the ground into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Webster moves to third. One out. Jarvis Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Milwaukee fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 1 in the game. Knobloch hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Chito Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark McLemore batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McLemore is 0 for 1 in the game. McLemore takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leos fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bush is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bush moves to second. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken throws to second for 1, and McLemore throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Bush scores. Harbeck moves to second. One out. It's 3-1, Twins. Chili Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Scott Leos is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Leos is 0 for 1 in the game. Leos hits a ball on the ground towards first. Segui scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Leos for the out. Harbeck moves to third. Davis moves to second. Two outs. Lenny Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Webster is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards first. Segui scoops it up and throws to first, with Milwaukee covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Randy Milligan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Milligan is 0 for 1 in the game. Milligan takes first base on ball 4. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Devereaux hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hoyles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hoyles takes first base on ball 4. Milligan moves to second. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gomez takes first base on ball 4. Milligan moves to third. Hoyles moves to second. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Segui is 0 for 1 in the game. Segui hits a line drive for a single. Milligan scores. Hoyles moves to third. Gomez moves to second. It's 3-2, Twins. Chito Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 2. The Twins will come to bat. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jarvis Brown is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown is hit by the pitch. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 0 for 2 in the game. Knobloch hits a line drive beyond short. Ripken can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Brown moves to second. Randy Bush batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bush is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bush hits a fly ball into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brown moves to third. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Puckett is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Anderson hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Bush, who is chasing the ball. Anderson reaches third base with a triple. Mark McLemore batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McLemore is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, McLemore hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Anderson scores. It's Orioles, 3, Twins, 3. Tom Eden's now pitching. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McLemore moves to second. One out. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Milligan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Milligan strikes out. Two outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McLemore moves to third. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Devereaux strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. he's got two RBIs. Harbeck hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Twins. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Laos is 0-for-2 in the game. Laos takes first base on ball 4. Lenny Webster is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Webster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hoyles strikes out. 1 out. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Gomez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Laos fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Segui is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Segui takes first base on ball 4. Chito Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 3. The Twins will come to bat. Storm Davis now pitching. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hill is 0-for-2 in the game. Hill hits a line drive into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jarvis Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Brown hits a line drive into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Knobloch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Anderson. The throw from Webster, and Hill drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McLemore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McLemore strikes out. 1 out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 0-for-3 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Laos fields it and throws to first for the out. Anderson scores. 2 outs. It's Orioles, 4, Twins, 4. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Milligan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Milligan hits a line drive beyond second. Knobloch can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Devereaux hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bush is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bush strikes out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Puckett is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Puckett hits a line drive into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Harbeck is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Gary Wayne now pitching. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leos fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gomez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gomez hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. David Segui is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Segui is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Segui hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Davis strikes out. One out. Scott Leos is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Leos is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Leos strikes out. Two outs. Lenny Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Webster hits a fly ball into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Chito Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0-for-3 in the game. Martinez is hit by the pitch. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and 2 walks. Anderson bunts towards the mound. Wayne fields it and throws to first for the out. Martinez moves to second. One out. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McLemore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McLemore strikes out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken is walked intentionally. Randy Milligan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Milligan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Milligan hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Martinez scores. Ripken moves to third. It's 5-4, Orioles. Rick Aguilera now pitching. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Devereaux is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Devereaux hits a line drive into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Olson now pitching. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hill is 0 for 3 in the game. Hill hits a line drive into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Harper pinch hits for Jarvis Brown. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards second. McLemore can't make a play. That's a base hit. Shane Mack pinch runs for Brian Harper. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Knobloch strikes out. Two outs. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Mack. The throw from Hoyles and he is safe. Mack steals second. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Mack. The throw from Hoyles and he is out, Gomez applying the tag. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.